What's wrong with same-sex marriage? Hasn't that ship sailed already? Can same-sex marriage coexist with religious freedom? These are some of the things we want to discuss right now on Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is Matt Sharp, who's senior counsel and also the State Government Relations National Director for the Alliance Defending Freedom. The ultimate founder, by the way, of this radio station was Dr. D. James Kennedy, who was also one of the co-founders of the Alliance Defending Freedom. Matt, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so first of all, put this into context. Why is the issue of same-sex marriage even coming up right now in the summer of 2022?
Well, a new deceptively named bill called the Respect for Marriage Act has been introduced in Congress. It's passed the House of Representatives and now is pending before the Senate. And this, again, deceptively named bill would actually codify same-sex marriage in federal law and have dire consequences for people of faith and others that hold to the view that marriage is between one man and one woman.
All right, what about that question I asked a moment ago? Can same-sex marriage coexist with religious freedom? Why does it have to be an either-or?
Well, that's right. And I think when we look at this bill, this is unnecessary. The proponents of it are pointing to some things from the recent Dobbs decision that overturned Roe versus Wade. But nothing in this bill or other efforts would change the status of same-sex marriage. But what we are seeing, and this is what ADF has been involved in for years, is the use of same-sex marriage to go after people of faith, to go after people like Baronelle Stutzman, who served everyone, but doesn't want to be forced by the government to participate in a same-sex union or to celebrate it, or Jack Phillips, the Colorado cake artist, facing the same types of attack on his faith. And so the concern is when people say, what's the big deal with same-sex marriage? It's because we've seen it again and again be used to go after people of faith that simply want to live consistent with their beliefs that marriage is between a man and a woman.
Okay. In fact, for those not familiar with the Jack Phillips, just real fast, give us kind of some of the details. It's my understanding that as a, you know, homosexual couple came to him and demanded a cake to be made by him, he was like, hey, there's a, you know, bakery right down the street. They'll be glad to help you, but I can't do this in my, you know, conscience. And the Supreme Court basically upheld him and not the same-sex couple.
That's right. Jack, for many years, has served everyone that walks into his cake shop, and he's happy to sell anyone any sort of off-the-shelf item. But when it comes to using his design, creativity, and talent to create a custom cake celebrating a wedding, he wants to do it consistent with his beliefs that marriage is between a man and a woman. And he has similar principles on other custom design cakes. He won't do them for Halloween because he doesn't like the demonic imagery or ghosts or witches and all of that stuff. And there's other cakes that he wouldn't do if they denigrate someone or are racist or something along those lines. So Jack was asking for the freedom to not be forced to use his talents to create expression celebrating something that violates his beliefs. And yet the state of Colorado was going after him and telling him he must do so, and compared his beliefs about marriage to being no different than those of Nazis to support the Holocaust. Mm. And that's what the Supreme Court looked at and said, you, Colorado, cannot go after people of faith because you disagree. You can't have hostility towards their faith and their beliefs about marriage. And so Jack got a great win. But unfortunately, in other parts of the country, we're still seeing efforts to go after people of faith who hold to beliefs that marriage is between a man and a woman.
And in fact, I think other people have gone after Jack Phillips, even though he won his case. It's just like this nonstop harassment against him. It's crazy.
It is, and now he's being sued, like you said, for additional time because he wouldn't do a custom cake celebrating a so-called gender transition of someone that wanted to celebrate that they were now identifying as the opposite sex. And again, Jack said, anything off the shelf, I will be glad to sell you. But it's just when you ask me to use my talents to create a cake and promote an idea or event that violates my beliefs, that's all he's asking for, is don't force him to create and speak a message that violates those deeply held beliefs.
Tell us about the Baronelle Stutzman case. Who was she?
Yeah, so Baronelle was an incredibly talented floral artist in Washington State. And she, for years, had served lots of people in her community, helped them celebrate special events. And she had a long-term customer, Rob Ingersoll, who Baronelle knew was gay. and gladly served him. In fact, they had a great friendship. She loved the artistic challenges that he would bring to her, bring a vase and ask her to design a floral arrangement around it. And so when Rob walked in one day and asked Baronelle to do the floral arrangements for his upcoming wedding to his same longtime partner, Baronelle politely declined and explained that because of her faith in Jesus Christ, she didn't feel comfortable doing that, but actually provided some referrals to other florists that she knew would do a good job. She thought that was the end of it, but the next thing you know, Baronelle was being sued not only by the couple, but by the state of Washington, going after her, both her business and her personal assets. And so Baronelle had a long-term case up and down to the U.S. Supreme Court and ultimately settled it. But all this was because she simply told a longtime customer that she didn't feel comfortable doing and celebrating a same-sex wedding because of her faith.
Now, this is interesting because the 2015 Supreme Court case, Obergefell v. Hodges, I believe it was the same-sex marriage case. And if I'm not mistaken, the majority of the court actually said, which they ruled in favor of same-sex marriage, unfortunately, but didn't they even explicitly said this should be in no way be construed as anything against religious liberty and let nobody take this decision and make it such, and yet they are.
That's true. The court actually described in the majority opinion that these beliefs that marriage is a union between one man and one woman are, quote, decent and honorable and held by people of good faith. And they said those people should not be targeted for that. But we've seen, as the dissent in Obergefell warned, this is going to be used as a weapon to go after people that believe in marriage between one man and one woman. We've seen it with Jack Phillips in Colorado. We've seen it with Baronelle Stutzman. And now we're seeing with this so-called Respect for Marriage Act, the effort to make it federal law so that now anyone in the country could use this bill as a weapon to go after, for example, a foster care agency that believes a child deserves a home with a married mother and father, or even be used to go after the tax-exempt status of religious organizations that affirm a view that marriage is between one man and one woman. So we're seeing, despite what the majority said in Obergefell, time and time again, same-sex marriage is being used to go after people of good faith.
Well, now, wait a minute. There's about 350,000 or so churches in America. The vast majority of them would disagree with same-sex marriage because they agree with what the Bible says, marriage is between one man, one woman. Would those churches be at risk?
Potentially so. With this so-called Respect for Marriage Act, it sets up powers, broad powers for the federal government to go after people of faith, to go after organizations that are so-called acting under color of state law, and potentially even strip away the tax-exempt status by arguing, oh, if you oppose same-sex marriage, you're not really serving the public anymore. You're acting against public policy. And we're vastly concerned when we're looking at this bill that this could set up a mechanism for the IRS and other federal agencies to go after nonprofits, churches, other religious organizations that hold to the view that marriage is between one man and one woman, and sue them or even strip away their tax-exempt status.
Now, this act has already passed in the House, and I was surprised to see that about 50 Republicans voted in favor of it, one of whom I've actually met once, and I was like, wow, how could this guy hold to this? How are they selling this? That it basically this is, you know, all in the name of fairness and in the end of stopping any kind of anti-gay discrimination. Is that the main sales pitch for this act?
Well, I think even more narrowly, it was originally being sold as we're just riding Obergefell and same-sex marriage into federal law. We're just making sure that it's recognized. Nothing to see here. Move on. But when you dive into the text of this bill, as we all know, the devil is in the details. And when you dive into it, we start seeing these broad, sweeping new powers given to the federal government and even to just other people to be able to sue religious organizations, to sue those who hold sincere and honorable beliefs about marriage. And so this is one that, despite what it's being described as, when you look at what it actually does, we are seeing extremely new and powerful enforcement mechanisms that are going to be weaponized against decent, honorable people that hold to the view that marriage is between a man and a woman.
Okay, now theoretically, we are governed in this country by the U.S. Constitution, and the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution begins with these words: Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Wouldn't this law, by definition, be violating at least the second part of that phrase? It would be, you know, violating people's free exercise of religion. You know, this is what you must do or else.
Yeah, I think so. And I'll say if this passes, and again, we're seeing more and more voices speaking out in opposition, we hope that this is going to die, that the Senate's going to pass on this as they should. But if it does, ADS is going to be there making these arguments. We're going to be saying that this law violates the free exercise of religion, that it violates other constitutional rights of religious freedom, of free speech, and others that are implicated by all of this. But the very fact that this could open up these churches to being sued, could open up the them to being at risk of losing their tax-exempt status by an enforcement action by the IRS, that in and of itself should never happen in the first place. No church, no religious nonprofit should be at risk of losing their tax-exempt status or being dragged into court and subject to ruinous lawsuits simply for exercising their faith and living out their beliefs about marriage. And that's why we're trying to stop this now, because, yes, we do think there are strong arguments that this law would violate the First Amendment, but that should never be an argument made in court to try and hold these organizations accountable under the Respect for Marriage Act to begin with. They shouldn't be dragged into court to the first place, but if they are, ADF is going to stand with them.
Huh. You know, it's so interesting, too. You and I were just discussing before we went on the air how this is called Respect for Marriage Act. That's almost the way it comes down to it, the way liberals will so often define their pieces of legislation. It's almost like the exact opposite. I mean, for example, H.R. 1, which would federalize our election systems and basically take it out of the hands of the states, which is exactly what the Constitution stipulates, by the way. The Constitution does that. It stipulates that. But instead, this would trump that, and they call that For the People Act. And one wag said, no, it should be called For the Corrupt Politician Act. There's the Affordable Health Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare, which many customers, consumers have found, well, this is less affordable, quite frankly. So it's almost like the name itself, Respect for Marriage Act, it almost tells you, no, it's not exactly what they're talking about. It's not respect for marriage, and it's certainly not respect for religious freedom.
That's so true. In fact, when you start looking at this, it opens up states to be forced to recognize all different other arrangements, everything from plural marriages to marriages involving a minor or a relative or any other new definition of marriage that some radical state legislature comes up with. So this is not respecting marriage at all. In fact, it's just a further effort to tear it down and to punish those who continue to hold to the belief that marriage is between a man and a woman.
But I don't see how it is that religious freedom can be trumped in a nation that was founded for religious freedom, and it's explicitly in our founding document. How is it that the new sexual orthodoxy trumps all these things? And we have about 1 minute left to go.
Yeah, it's sad. It's becoming where religion is no longer seen as a good thing for society anymore, that it's seen as a second-class right. And that's not what our founders intended, and that's not what our Constitution says. But that's why Jack Phillips and Baronelle Stutzman and others like them have had to go to court to fight for their right to free speech, to fight for the right to live out their faith peacefully. And that's why ADF is honored to stand with them. And whether it's the Respect for Marriage Act or other efforts, we're going to continue to defend the right of people to peacefully live out their faith.
Okay, 20 seconds. Any concluding thought?
Well, I would just encourage people to take a look at this, to reach out to their senators and tell them to vote against the Respect for Marriage Act. This is harmful to people of faith, to families, and so many others.
And to the future, really, of the nation. ADF.org for more information. Matt Sharp, thanks so much for being with us, Matt. All the best.
Thank you.